Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Joining us, fresh off CNN, to talk about this is State Representative Todd Stevens. He has a bill that's gotten through committee along these lines. Let's see what the bill is and does it pass muster. He's on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline. Representative Stevens, congratulations on the win and tough headwinds the other night. Thanks for joining us.
Anytime. Thanks so much for having me, Don. Appreciate it.
Well, CNN called you because you have a bill that gets to the heart of the tricky business of this. What is it that you've gotten through committee? What would it do?
It's House Bill 2227 creates extreme risk protection orders. It allows family members or law enforcement to go before a judge and you have a full hearing about whether an individual is a risk to themselves or others and therefore should temporarily be relieved of their firearms.
How's temporarily? How long would that be?
It's up to a year, but the individual has the right to petition that judge to have their firearms rights restored earlier if they've shown that, they're no longer a risk or a danger to themselves or anyone else.
Is the judge the sole determinant, or does he defer some of this to psychiatrists or something else?
Well, the good news is there's a full hearing, and the individual is provided with an attorney if they can't afford one.
Okay.
So they could bring in a psychiatrist. The judge certainly could order a psychiatric evaluation, if they felt like they needed more information. But the idea is to just provide a tool, a mechanism for people to get before a judge and say, look, my brother-in-law or whoever it may be is going through a really tough time right now. He's in a crisis. And, we know that, those who have easy access to firearms are 3 times more likely to commit suicide. And it's not because they're any more suicidal. It's because when they choose to try a suicide attempt, they're successful. 90% of the people who try suicide with a gun succeed, and 90% of the people who use something else fail. So if we can get people through that crisis they're going through, without them coming up with a permanent solution to what is usually a temporary problem, we can save a lot of lives.
What kind of pushback are you getting? You got it through the committee, but what's the other side? What's the pushback going on?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's been a concern. I think there's a lot of misinformation that was put out about the bill, that it didn't provide enough due process. But I've got to tell you, anyone who's familiar with the current 302 process in Pennsylvania, that's the involuntary commitment process, you can be taken from your home, your family, your job, and involuntarily committed against your will in a mental hospital for up to 5 days. You've never seen a judge. You've never presented evidence. You've never testified. You never had a lawyer. And you just lost your firearms rights for life. And so what I'm proposing is a much better alternative in terms of constitutional protections. And, I think we just have to do some education on that and really get the word out, which I'll be working on this session, coming up here right away.
But I agree with you, though. This is the core. Rather than people just grabbing guns and all the rest, it's the mental illness slash people just don't willy-nilly go off and do this on a regular basis. Now, in California, I don't know if you saw this, though, Ian David Long did go before for involuntary commitment for mental health, and that was rejected in April of this year. Don't know if they could have taken away the weapon at that point, but he did get the weapon legally.
Right, and that actually, I think, illustrates, there is a gap, right? There are folks, because in order to be 302'd, the bar is pretty high. Like I said, you're losing your liberty for up to 5 days with no due process whatsoever. So, I think rightfully so, there ought to be a high burden that you have to overcome.
Absolutely.
So it requires,
right.
Yeah, it requires a diagnosable mental illness and some other factors there. But there are people who fall short of that diagnosable mental illness but are nonetheless a pretty extreme risk for us, and not forever. They're not a risk forever. These folks are going through a tough time. Maybe they're going through a rough divorce. Maybe they lost their job. Maybe they lost a parent or a child. And you know, are just, you know, feeling like there's no reason left to live. And, you know, the data shows us that these types of laws will save lives. In Indiana, it reduced suicides by 7.5%. Indiana, not a blue state, you know, Indiana. In Connecticut, it reduced suicides by 13.6%. And, you know, we have some good data. These laws have been on the books since 1999 in Connecticut. And since Parkland, we've had 8 more states come on board, bringing us to a total of 13. And, you know, I think it's high time here in Pennsylvania we put extreme risk protection orders in place and give us another tool in the toolbox.
Thank you. Thanks very much for what you're doing with this. And to be continued, hopefully something will get done now. You don't think it would be done this year in the special session. It will take till the next January, is that right?
Yeah, I'll have to reintroduce it in January.
Oh,
and,
God.
You know, start the process all over.
How do you put up with, I don't, you know, that anything ever gets done coming out of here is remarkable to me.
Well, you know, every other year it's good. I mean, we have to go back before our bosses, the voters, every other
right.
year to make sure that we're doing our job.
What was the big issue out there, though, your take on the suburbanites like you getting through, but other Republicans being picked off? I know something like not voting or deep-sixing the stuff around the archdiocese, for some that seemed to be a bit of an issue. Was it national politics and the Republican brand or something else?
There's no question it was national politics and the Republican brand. I was able to, you know, I was able to make the case to my voters that I've been a leader on local issues that are very important to our communities. And for that reason, they split their ticket. Look, you know, my district went overwhelmingly for every other Democratic candidate on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
But they, you know, the voters split off because I made the case and explained to them that on local issues, we had a big water contamination issue in Horsham Township surrounding the Willow Grove Naval Air Station. I've been a leader on that front. And frankly, on taking on some of these issues, you know, these extreme risk protection orders and, you know, being willing to step up on issues that are not always easy to talk about, you know, particularly with Republicans, unfortunately.
Right. But, now, last year at this time, too, suddenly you came riding to the rescue out of the blue, and we haven't seen Philadelphia fully do it yet. And I thought I knew everything about these stop and goes. I got to tell you, when I went out there with the councilwoman, though, even though I live in there, you know, I know them, I thought inside and out, wow, it was remarkable to see what they become. And I thought even more, they need bulletproof glass. My God, you know, what it's like. Anything on that front with Philadelphia wanting to take that right away?
Yeah, unfortunately, that bill went over to the Senate. You know, I got it through committee in the
right.
House, got it out of the House. I think we even got it out of committee in the Senate, but you know, it just didn't make it across the finish line in the waning days of session. So I'll be reintroducing that in January also.
Oh, my goodness. We just need an urgency team there with so many good things that could be done. And it's not objection. It just seems to be inertia. Hey, have a great Thanksgiving if we don't talk. And thanks for what you're doing on this.
Thanks so much, Dom. Appreciate it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.